The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Gimel. In the previous shiurim, we discussed the where and who and how much of lighting Ner Chanukah. What I'd like to discuss, which is the Gemara of Gimel Lamed Aleph, is the dinim of the brachos of Ner Chanukah. We have three brachos. Most nights, except for the first night, we say two. The bracha on the mitzvah, which is the bracha of all mitzvahs. The Asher Kedishon b'mitzvah sov v'tzivonu lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, according to other Gersois, lahadlik Ner Chanukah. As well as the second bracha, which is unique, we don't make a bracha of She'osa nisim lavisenu bayom mahim bazman hazeh on all mitzvahs. We don't make such a bracha on matzah, on moror, on lulav, on sukkah, etc. Other bichsa mitzvahs don't have this bracha. But the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah on Purim, as well as the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on Chanukah, have the special Birchas Hoidah on the Nisim She'osa Lavisenu, which sort of parallels the Nusach of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which is by Tefillah, by Shmoneh Esrei, and in benching the Al HaNisim, the Al HaPurkan, which is also a pattern in that formula of Birchas Hoidah on the Nisim. In any case, the bracha would seem to be part of the bracha on the mitzvah. That's when we make the bracha, before we do the mitzvah. The Gemara of Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech, as well as Rabbi Yirmiyahu Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech, would seem to indicate otherwise. Haroya Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech. What is this bracha of Roya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech? The Ran and the Rashba tell us, as well as being paskin in the Shulchan Aruch Tofrei Shain Vov Siv Gimel, paskin the Shita of the Ran and the Rashba, as well as other Rishonim, that hold that the din of Roya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorch Levorech, specifically on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, meaning to say, as the Rishonim Amazber, somebody sees other Chanukah lights, not his own, is only Mituka, this bracha to make on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, is only somebody who has no oifin of being yoitz in the mitzvah of hadlok. Meaning to say, let's say somebody is away from home, but oifin, as we discussed in the previous year, he will not be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Again, if somebody is not home at the time of hadlokah, his wife can light for him. He could light when he gets home later, or his wife could light for him if he's not going to be home the whole night. But let's say somebody doesn't have. In fact, I'll share with you a story that happened some time ago. A couple that lived by themselves without anybody else at home to light had to, one afternoon of Chanukah, they were summoned an emergency medical situation, one of their children living in a different city, and they called their Rav. They would not be able to be home for their Chanukah. The Rav told them they had to go. There was a question of Pikuch Nevashis, being there for the medical supervision of a surgery of a child. And they got on a plane, they traveled, there was no oifin for them being mekayim Ner Chanukah. All of a sudden, as the plane was taxiing on the runway, as it went off, they were able to see in the streets below Neiros Chanukah in New York, they were able to see the Neiros Chanukah in the neighborhoods below. Again, if somebody will be mekayim the mitzvah, he can make, and he does make the bracha of She'osa Nisim Lavisenu Bayom Mehem Bazman Hazeh when he lights. Or, like we said, if somebody's not home and he's not going to be able to light, then his wife can light for him. This is a similar concept to, let's say, B'dikas Chometz, if somebody can't be home and he has somebody to be B'dik Chometz for him. Or if somebody's being B'dik Chometz for an elderly person who doesn't have the kayak physically to check himself, and he makes the bracha for him. It's similar to the idea of Shlichus. The same way one could be Mekayim many mitzvahs, b'shlichus, for the one who the mitzvah is incumbent on, one can also make the bracha for that person, shlucha shladim kemoise. And one's wife could do the same, to light Neiros Chanukah for him. But if one will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, one makes on Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, as is the above-mentioned case of this couple going up in a plane over New York, heading someplace, and they're not going to be able to light Neiros Chanukah tonight at any point. The flight is an all-night flight. I don't remember exactly what the details were, but it was clear that they would not be able to be Yoytzenech, and they were going straight to the hospital. They would not be able to be Yoytzenech Hanukkah where they were headed. So, l'chor, the mitzvah is the chiv in Shulchan Aruch, and Tafesh Ayin Vov, is for them to make a birchas r'iyah on somebody else's neris. Now, what is this bracha? Is this bracha part of the birchas ha-mitzvah in the mold of Chazal's takana that one makes a bracha on many mitzvahs? The klal of birchas ha-mitzvahs, does that include birchas ha-roi in these two mitzvahs of Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah? L'chayra, the Rishonim are telling us that this bracha is not a inherent part of birchas ha-mitzvah. V'horayah, they're telling us that even though one makes normally the bracha of Re'iyah when one does the mitzvah, but v'oifin, that one will not be mekayim the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, one is to make birchas ha-re'iyah when one sees the Ner Chanukah. Now, seeing the Ner Chanukah is not a kiyum of the lighting, the mitzvah is lighting, but we could argue that part of the mitzvah of lighting the Ner Chanukah is the Pesume Nisa Shaboy, and as per a kiyum of Pesume Nisa, if one can't light, at least one should be mishtatef in the Pesume Nisa by seeing somebody else's Ner Chanukah. So, if one does the mitzvah, that's the best way to be mekayim. That's the chiyuv incumbent on everybody, is to be mekayim the mitzvah's Ner Chanukah badlaka, then one makes the bracha then. Or at least, if one is yoytze the Inyan of Pesume Nisa by seeing somebody else's, and that'll be his commemoration of the Nes, by seeing somebody else's Ner Chanukah, then that will be, so to speak, somewhat a pattern on Birchas HaMitzvah, but one will make the bracha when one sees, because that's also somewhat of a Kiyum HaMitzvah. One can be Mefalpel, we discussed in a previous shiur, there's a Machlokes the Rashba and the Rambam, is the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Rashba says the Ikar Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is really not for the Pesume Nisa. It's a Zecher. It's the same act as lighting the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, which the Kohanim did, and that was the act of lighting the menorah, which symbolized the victory of the Chashmonaim over the Yevonim, and the Nes that happened with the Pach HaShemen. So we light Ner Chanukah pattern on that Ma'is HaDlok. If that's the case, seeing somebody's Ner is obviously not a Kiyum of that. There is also Pesume Nisa, there might be something, but it's not patterned on the mitzvah itself. Masha Enkin, the Rambam, says that the Ikar Mitzvah is a way of commemorating the Pesume Nisa. There, of course, even though Chazal and Mekayim want to light, at least if one can light, he can have the Ikar Inyan HaMitzvah, Pesume Nisa, Al Yedei Re'iyas Ner Chanukah, in which case we could explain that that is the Inyan of making the Brocha, preferably when one lights, because that's the way we are yoy to the Pesume Nisa. But if one cannot do the mitzvah as per lighting, then one will be make the bracha when one sees. Again, it's not that often that somebody doesn't have an oifen of being mekayim the mitzvah, but obviously that would be an oifen. Another case would be somebody's in a hospital, and he won't be able to be mekayim. There's nobody at home that can be mekayim from him. If he could look from a window, somebody who has to be in the hospital over, and he doesn't have a place, there's a question whether a hospital window, but very often hospitals don't let, is the hospital considered his bias? Can he light the same shell as for Benayir Shabbos also? If there's no way of lighting in the hospital, and one cannot have somebody who's at home light for him, and he has no way of being mekayim the mitzvah, again, he could be yoytzeh, he could look out the window and see Neiris Chanukah, then he could be yoytzeh with Birchas HaRoi. At least he could chapara in that bracha. That is the shita of the, and that's the way we pass on the halacha of the Rashba and the Ran. What's interesting is Rashi, on our Gemara of Chav Gimel and Aleph, holds not that way. Rashi holds that Birchas HaRe'iyah is going on somebody who later on will light. We're talking about somebody who's going to get home, let's say, 11 o'clock that night. He's going 8 o'clock, he's driving on the highway, he sees in buildings dotting the landscape, he sees Neris Chanukah in the window. He happens to be, for whatever reason, he's not home, Bizmanoy, as many people are not. He's on the way home, he makes Birchas HaRe'iyah. So imagine somebody's getting off a train at 6 o'clock after the day's work, 6:30, and he sees Neris Chanukah in many windows, of course, as he's going through towards his house. L'chayu should make Birchas HaRe'iyah, according to Rashi. That is the Rashi's opinion. The Ritva paskins like Rashi. Of course, as we said, the halacha is not that way, but just the concept is interesting, that one would have to make a Birchas HaRe'iyah. The Ritva brings two opinions in the Rishonim as to whether, according to Shitas Rashi, that Birchas Hariyah is for seeing, for saying a bracha on the Re'iyas Ner Hanukkah before one lights, will one make the bracha again when one lights? If that's the case, it's clear, not like we said, that the Birchas Hariyah, the Birchas HaRi'iyah of Sha'os Nisan La V'Senu is part of the Birchas HaMitzvah. It's obviously a Birchas HaShvach. The same way if one sees lightning, one sees thunder, one sees a something which shows us the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one sees a rainbow, one sees a hurricane, whatever the case is of any of the different things which are discussed in the last Perek Saroya, there's all sorts of Birchas HaShvach when one sees different things. One sees the ocean, any natural phenomena that one sees or one hears, one makes a bracha. So commemorating the Rabban Shalom's Nisim that he did to Klal Yisrael, and Purim Mechanic also a machayev a bracha, but it's not part inherently of the mitzvah. It's not Asher Kedushon v'mitzvahs v'tzivonu. It's a Birchas HaShvach on seeing a commemoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in running the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim intervention in running supernaturally the events of this world. In which case, that's why the bracha does not necessarily have anything to do with the lighting. Which is why Rashi, the way the Ritva explains it, holds that one, as soon as he sees Neres Chanukah, makes that bracha. It could very well be that if he's not home yet, then he will not make that bracha again when he gets home. Again, we don't pass in that way. But the idea is interesting. Rashi would seem to hold that the bracha that we make, Sha'os Nisan Laviseinu, is a Birchas HaShvach. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah per se. Of course, we make the bracha when we see the kiyum of Neres Chanukah. That's the commemoration of the Nes. That's when we make the bracha. But not because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Whereas, according to the Rashi and the Ran, which is the Halakha, the bracha is part of the mitzvah. Therefore, only one who's not going to do the mitzvah, actually, b'maisa adloka, will have his mitzvah as a shtatvus in somebody else's Ner Chanukah. At least he sees this pesume niso al yidei his seeing the Ner Chanukah in somebody else's window. So that'll be the way he makes that birchas haroi. The Meiri says something totally different. The Meiri says that if somebody is not madlik, the Meiri says even a step further. One could make birchas haroi, of course, if one sees, and one is not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But the Meiri says, what happens if somebody doesn't have a way of lighting? What happens, let's say, Nebuch, if somebody's locked up in jail? How does Jonathan Pollard light Neres Chanukah? I don't know if he can. Does he have he lights it. He probably doesn't have a way of lighting Neres Chanukah. Can he make the Birchas HaRoya? Can he make the Birchas HaShvach, Sha'os Nisan La'Vaseinu, at least let him have his status in Klal Yisrael's mitzvah with that? According to the Meiri, he can. Obviously, we see from the Meiri that it's not a Birchas HaRoya, as in seeing all the natural phenomena that are discussed in the end of the Masechta. One makes a bracha also on seeing an askara of the Nes that the Rabban Shalom did Chanukah time. That's not the pshat. There's a bracha that a person says because this is the day that the Nes happens, similar to the concept of saying Al HaNisim by davening. There's a bracha to say on the day, per se. Now again, this Meiri is not la'alocha, because l'chayr, the only one who makes the birchas haroya is somebody who sees, not like the Meiri that says you make on the day, but the bir alocha. In Tofresh Ayin Vav, I'm sorry, not the Bialog of the Shartzion of the Mishnah Berurah, in Tofresh Ayin Vav Siv Gimel, brings down this Meiri of somebody not having an heir that he can make the bracha al hayoim. He brings the Meiri somewhat la loko. Meaning to say that what we discussed, that the person making a bracha on the mitzvah, obviously is not true, and we're talking about somebody who's not lighting or somebody who's not seeing somebody else's name. But the Meiri brings down as far as making a Birchas HaRoya on the day, he says maybe he can, as well as Shechiyonu. Is Shechiyonu part of the mitzvah? Or when we say Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman, is that because of the mitzvah? Or be'etzim it's a Shechiyonu on the day, Shechiyonu v'kimonu to this day of Chanukah, it's not so much on the mitzvah of Chanukah. Where is the Shaila in place? This is the sugya in Ervin and a few other places in Shas, where the Gemara talks about how do we make Shechiyonu on Yom Kippur. We know that we make Shechiyonu the first night of Pesach, we make by Kiddush, first night of Sukkot, we make by Kiddush. That could very well be a Shechiyonu, which is part of the Kiyum of the Mitzvah Hayom. Means that we make the Bracha by Kiddush, because that's the one we're going to eat Matzah that night. We're going to eat Matzah more, all the other Mitzvahs of Leil Seder. So we make a Bracha of Shechiyonu on those Mitzvahs. As well as, by Mikra Megillah, we make a Shechiyonu on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, let's say by Pidyon HaBen, the father, when he makes the Bracha, and Eretz makes the Bracha of Shechiyonu in Mila in Eretz Yisrael. The minig is the gro to make the bracha of Shechiyonu by Mila. It's a mitzvah that doesn't come by that often. In Chutzlo, it's a minig is like the Ramon not to make the bracha of Shechiyonu. But in any case, the Shechiyonu in most places is part of the day. What about on Yom Kippur? We stand in shul, we finish Kol Nidre, the Chazan, where everybody says after Chazan, Shechiyonim, Kimonu, Vigyonu, Lazman Hazeh, with a thunderous Amen. That's not a bracha on the mitzvah per se. Others say that's on the mitzvah of Tshuva, as the day of Yom Kippur is Nichnas, and there's a mitzvah that say of Lifnei Hashem Titoru, of Bimukayim Tshuva, as Rabbeinu Yoni says in Shari Tshuva. Then on Yom Kippur there's a positive mitzvah saseh to be choizev a tshuva. Can one make the bracha on that? There's no maisa mitzvah per se in tshuva. It's not clear. Dvarim u'chudoshim, but pashtus, the bracha is on the day. The Gemara only discusses that maybe on Yom Kippur also, as the yom is nichnas of Yom Kippur, the Gemara discusses whether we should make the bracha ala kois. Of course, you can't drink the kois on Yom Kippur, but you can make the bracha like this. The Gemara says we don't, because a kois on a day that you can't drink has no validity. There's no, it's out of place, a kois shel yayin. But theoretically, you can make the bracha like kois. But is it a bracha on a mitzvah? No. It's a bracha of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to the day of Yom Kippur. So, l'chayru, this that we make Bech HaShachayonu whenever we do the mitzvahs of Yom Tov is a bracha for bringing us to that day, the day that we have the schus, the opportunity to be machnis a son to Pidyon or to Bris, the day that we have the schia to stand again and participate in the Yom Tov. Not necessarily that it's a bracha on the mitzvah. So the Shatzin discusses in that context one who is not doing the mitzvah of Neris Chanukah, and never somebody is locked up in jail, at least if you can make Birchas Arayah according to the Meiri, which the Chayyim we don't paskin, but at least let him make Shechiyonu on the day of Chanukah. Let him at least praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing him to that day. At least he has an opportunity to say thank you to Hashem for giving him another day of life, that he reached that day of Chanukah. He can commemorate that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saves Klal Yisrael, and he lived to see that day of Chanukah or Purim. Of course, with Chanukah and Purim, it's a little bit more stretching to say that there's a bracha on the day than on Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is a yom that has kedusha be'etzem, the yom of Pesach, the yom of Shavuos, the yom of Sukkot. The day is kedush be'etzem. Chanukah and Purim is hard to hear that there's kedusha. L'chayr, it's a yom choyl where there's a mitzvah of commemorating an et. Is the yom itself something that one can make a shachriyonu on? That's debatable. But what's interesting is that the question, more than being discussed by Ner Chanukah, is discussed by Megillah. Mishneh Berurah in the beginning of Tav Pesh Tzadik Beis, also Chelek Vav in the Mishneh Berurah, when he's talking about somebody who doesn't have a Megillah. What did Yidden do? The famous stories where one Yid would make a Shechiyonu in the beginning of Yom Tov and somebody else screamed, Sheh, how could you make a bracha in a concentration camp in Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen of Shechiyonu and Kimonu? Is that a Shvach that we've lived to see the day when all our family, when all our families were murdered? But there were Yidden that held fast to their Amuna, even in the darkest pits of Gehenna, of the concentration camps, and they made that bracha Shechiyonu. They obviously didn't have a Megillah. There are stories about Yidden that were Moshe Nefesh to be Madlik Neiz Chanukah, but as far as Purim is concerned, nobody had a Megillah in the concentration camps. But they made that, could they make that bracha of Megillah? Could they make that bracha of Shechiyonu? So the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Sefer Moro Ketzir again that since one has to make the bracha in some type of context, it would be in place to make the bracha by the Suda, if one is having at least the Suda's Purim, on a kois of Yayin by the Suda. But if not, one makes the bracha, we see from the Moro Ketzir, on the day, not necessarily on the mitzvah of Megillah, but on the day of Purim. One's Mekayim, the mitzvah of Megillah, one makes the bracha on the day of Purim. But the bracha is a bracha on the day, Shevach Vodah on the day of Purim, not a Shevach Vodah on the mitzvah of Purim. Again, the nafka mina is if he doesn't have a Megillah. The minig is, the poskim many shuls, the Gabbai announces that the Baal Koyri of the Megillah is making a Shechiyonu, and everybody should be mechavin on the Sham Mitzvahs Hayoyin, that the Shechiyonu should be chal on the Mitzvahs of Matanis Lav Yoinim and Mishloach Monis and the Mitzvah of Sudas Purim. The Mishbura says that one does not make a bracha on the other mitzvahs, Matanis Lav Yoinim, Mishloach Monis, because that's something you can be mekayim a whole year. You can always be Mishloach Monis Ish L'Reihu. There's no chiyuv to, but one can definitely be marba ava v'achva v'reis amongst chaverim by sending monis the whole year round. One can also give tzedakah. There's no iser to give tzedakah the rest of the year. There's no mitzvah only on Purim to give tzedakah. One can eat a suda to commemorate Nisim the whole year round. The only mitzvah that's only done on Purim is the Mikra Megillah. That's why we make the bracha then. Again, that would be assuming, the Mishnah Berurah says another time, that the bracha of Shechiyonu is only on the mitzvah Megillah, so one only makes it when he has the Megillah. That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. But as we said, the opinion of the Moruk Tzir is that the bracha is even said when there is no Megillah. Obviously, the bracha is a bracha on the day of the Yom Tov, not a bracha on the mitzvah. As we pointed out from the Meiri by Ner Chanukah, that even if somebody doesn't see the Ner Chanukah, somebody's locked up in jail, somebody's attached to machines in a hospital bed, and he can't light, he can't even see the another Ner Chanukah lit out the window of a hospital, he makes the bracha of Shechiyonu. Why? Because he's commemorating the day of Chanukah. To finish off with the Dvar HaGadol, what we pointed out about making a bracha on the day of Chanukah Purim being a little bit more of a chiddush than on the day of other Yom Tov, because the other Yom Tov are deraisa. The day itself has kedusha, mashen Chanukah Purim is Yom Chol. To say there's a bracha on the day is somewhat of a chiddush. The Drush Svarim are full of talk. The reason why Chazal didn't give Kedusha to the days of Chanukah and Purim, even though they're special days, the Yom that are Mesugolim for Aliyah Ruchnis, but the reason why the days were left as Yimei Chol is because the Yom Tovim of the Rabbonons is the opportunity that Chazal gave us to bring the Kedusha of Yom Tovim into Yimei Chol. There's a Kedusha of the days, but it's the Kedusha of bringing the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, not the Yimei Kodesh, that those days are removed from the rest of the year, they're Kodesh, and the rest of the year is Chol. But the days of Chanukah and Purim are Chol, our Tachlus and our Tafkid. These are the only Yom Tovim that are in the winter, the time of Choshech, not the time of light, of sunlight. These are the days of Choshech are the days that we, as Yidden, have the ability to light up Yimei Chol by bringing the Kedusha of the Mayadim of Chazal, not of the Raisa, into the Yimei Chol. So again, whether the Shechiyonu, getting back to our point, could be said on the day itself, Chanukah Purim, somewhat of a chiddush. Aber, as I state, Meiri, legabi Ner Chanukah, like we said, that's also in the Moruk Tzir, legabi Misha in Le Megillah, that as well over there, Shechiyonu, can be recited because the bracha is on the day and not on the mitzvah per se.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shiloh, please call 1-888-485-VAD, that's 1-888-485-8223, or email info@thehalachacenter.org.